The year 1906 of our virtual journeying brings us to the church at Lugacurran in Stradbally Union in County Laois. And Lugacurran stands out from all the rest because, at least to people of my age, it's a modern church. Built in the 1960s, using the materials and idiom of the day, functional and yet atmospheric, and one of very few Church of Ireland churches to be built new in the Republic in the 20th century. So sometimes we have a very fixed view, an almost Victorian Gothic view of what a church should look like. Lugacurran rather challenges that and invites our prayers, not just for those who worship there, but for all who in contemporary idiom use architectural skills and modern materials to craft things of beauty and to apply those skills to the glory of God. Back in 1906, the year I'm dealing with this time, this would be a matter, of course, of natural interest to me. There was the last significant addition to the Irish railway network, which was effectively a Victorian creation towards the latter part of the 20th century, of course. With the development of road and motor transport, the goal became to diminish rather than to grow the railway network. But the last significant addition was in this diocese, the section from Waterford to Rosslare across the Barrow, and it facilitated better access to Rosslare from the south of Ireland and the development, therefore, of the route to London via Fishguard. And the Rosslare boat trains to Cork and Limerick became fast and efficient and very much a feature of the south, bringing in tourists and sadly often exporting emigrants. Subsequently, that line through Campile and Wellington Bridge and on to Rosslare Strand became very busy with beat traffic. Wellington Bridge was a huge gathering point for what was known in the railway world early each year as the Beat Campaign. Sadly, the demise of beat, and we could argue about why that happened, cheap air travel and the huge decline in foot passengers on ships reduced the Waterford-Rosslare line by the time I arrived in the diocese to one scarcely used train a day in each direction. A few people used it to go to school in Waterford, but it was very modestly used and certainly not economically sustainable, particularly because of the number of hand-operated level crossings that there were along the route. But the line was still there for my first peregrination around the diocese back in 2007. So remembering it now links me to my own beginnings in the diocese. I used to wonder, could it make a comeback as a preserved line, or would indeed the beat sometime be revived? But I'm not very hopeful on such fronts. The line is supposed to receive basic maintenance, but increasingly, as one views it round South Wexford, it's becoming very sad with the glorious Barrow Viaduct, the longest such bridge in Ireland, untraversed. Such is the transient nature even of great engineering. So often wonderful bridges built, for example, in Borris, County Carlow, to carry railways, stand now empty and forlorn. And lines into which so much investment and engineering skill were poured lasted, in the case of Waterford-Rosslare, just a century, although the line that branched off it up to New Ross is now about to find new life, and let's hope new vivacity as a greenway.